How old will you be when you retire? 60, 70, 80 years old? It's important to think about what life will look like for you at retirement. The sooner you begin to visualize your future self, the more apt you will be to formulate an actionable and realistic plan. Almost half of all working Americans have no retirement plan. Without proper retirement planning, how will those individuals survive? Some of you might say Social Security will support them. That's what it's there for. Well, think again. Social Security benefits are progressive. They represent a higher proportion of a worker's previous earnings for workers at lower earning levels. So for example, benefits for a low earner with 45% of the average wage retiring at the age of 65 in 2020 replace about half of their prior earnings. But benefits for a higher earner with 160% of the average replace about one quarter of prior earnings. Most financial professionals say that you need at least 80% of your pre-retirement income and will age you out at 100. This means if you think you want to retire at 60 years old and your pre-retirement income is, let's say, $90,000, you need to make approximately $72,000 per year for the next 40 years. And this amount needs to account for cost of living increases as well. Social Security alone is not going to cut it. You need to start thinking about the incomes and assets that may be available to you at retirement. Outside of Social Security, what is there? Well, you have the option to contribute to a 401k. That would be the Thrift Savings Plan for active duty service members and civilians. If you serve 20 years in the military, you have a guaranteed source of income called a pension. You could invest in an individual retirement account through your bank or credit union, and you have options for passive income related to real property and other personal investments. Simply put, there are three steps to follow on your wealth building journey. Step one, make enough money. Consider your lifestyle and think about how much money you need to earn to live comfortably. You also want to think about career progression and potential future earnings. Step two, save money. Once you understand your standard of living and you're making enough money to accommodate that standard, start tracking your spending and develop a budget. Tracking your spending will help you to understand your cash inflows and outflows and help you to set goals for saving and investing. You should have goals set for your personal savings accounts, for your 401ks, including match contributions from your employers, and goal-getter funds for life's major purchases, including cars, homes, and the possibility of additions to your family. And step three, you want to learn more about investing in general. Speak with a professional that can review your current situation and goals. That's a good place to start. No matter where you are in this process, a personal financial management specialist at Naval Base Kitsap's Fleet and Family Support Center can help. Give us a call at 866-854-0638 to make an appointment and start developing your long-term financial plan.